China? The security guard steps out of his cubicle. It's weatherproof, even though down here there is no weather to be protected from. Will sometimes wonders what he does down here in the small hours, staring at the closed-circuit television and the glossy bumpers of 60,000-pound cars that never get dirty. He shoulders his way into his leather jacket.
What's it like out there, Mick?
Terrible. Raining cats and dogs.
Will stops. Really? Not weather for the bike. Mick shakes his head.
No, sir. Not unless you've got an inflatable attachment. Or a death wish.
Will stares at his bike, then peels himself out of his leathers. No matter what Lissa thinks, he is not a man who believes in taking unnecessary risks. He unlocks the top box of his bike and places the leathers inside, locking it and throwing the keys at Mick, who catches them neatly with one hand.
Stick those through my door, will you? No problem. You want me to call a taxi for you?
No. No point both of us getting wet.
Mick presses the button to open the automatic barrier, and Will steps out, lifting a hand in thanks. The early morning is dark and thunderous around him, the central London traffic already dense and slow, despite the fact that it is barely 7:30. He pulls his collar up around his neck and strides down the street towards the junction, from where he is most likely